WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is Rex Black with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Go through this song a second time. It's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WTR live. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button directly below the screen. You can also use credit card Rocket Socket to Fortnite Item Shop because hashtag epic partner because pirates are coming and there's still Metallica and all the other 80 pages. Anyway, we have a special show for you tonight. It's a game we've been playing on CB Radio, so we're bringing it here tonight to WTR Sunday night. But anyway, I'm the producer, joined as always by the intern, Kane Kittens.
Is it Bret Hart?
That was actually the test one. That was the test one.
So I get a point, right?
No, because he was not in that era of time.
But you just said I got it right, so therefore I earn a point.
No, that was the test. That was the test, not the actual.
Fine.
For the category tonight, you could blame Keishi's Dice. One, Keishi Matsunaga is here.
I believe in the heart of the dice, and the dice told me to pick the hardest one.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it picked the hardest one of the bunch.
But hey, at least we get it out of the way away, and then
that's fair. that's fair. We can get the hardest category out of the way. And the one who wanted to go to the Attitude Era but sadly could not, the one and only Tim Stein.
Mis amigos, bienvenidos a WTR Sunday night at twitch.tv/WTR live.
We speak English here.
I'm learning Spanish because I've got Mexicans who are working for me.
We speak
That's
English.
Nice of you.
We speak English though.
So
some
yeah,
of us.
I'm just, you know, trying it out. See if it works. No? Okay.
No.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to WTR Sunday night, streaming live on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTR live. Got a chat room. come join us. Chat with everybody in the chat room. We're here to have fun tonight. We're just going to do this silly little game show type thing. You're not winning Tim Stein shit, though.
Oh, I could have found the bumper. We could have did the whole thing. I have the bumper somewhere for that.
You weren't prepared for it. You didn't even think about it until I brought it up.
No, I didn't. I forgot about Win Tim Stein shit. I forgot that was a bit we did a long time ago.
Win Tim Stein shit.
We can just save it for when there's a category that we'll actually do good at. And by we, I mean me.
Canadian wrestlers.
Because you would be able to get his shit easily.
Yeah, as long as it's not wrestlers from New Japan, because Keishi would run the table.
Not necessarily.
Gabe Kidd.
You would.
AJ Styles.
No.
But he's probably in here.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
That's the only one you know.
Hiroshi Tanahashi.
All right, it's the other one.
Hiroshi
you know.
Tanahashi, my bad.
No, it's her. Yeah.
Kazuchika Okada.
Kobayashi Maru.
Konosuke Takeshita.
That he's technically not a New Japan wrestler.
I know he's DDT, but still.
Anyway, none of those. I don't think any of those were mentioned. Maybe one is on the list.
Maybe
there's one of those. Maybe he's on the list. I don't know. We'll find out.
Maybe.
On CB Radio, this is how we would do it with three words. I was generous to them because they like to use a lot of the same words for the wrestlers. So we're doing four. You're giving four words to describe a professional wrestler.
And only like half the time will it apply to like five wrestlers at once.
Yeah, I mean, the one time we did it, everyone thought the descriptions were for the TV show Friends. Until the very end, and then Friends wasn't guessed right away for it, because... Anyway, that's how it goes. So, they had categories to choose from. We've grown with the wrestlers from the 2000s. So, if you use your brains, like 2002, like 2010 is kind of your window. Maybe 2001. But that's basically your time frame for wrestlers in the 2000s. It's males, because we can do females later. Because if I added females in here, it would be very confusing, and you probably wouldn't get any of them.
Surely. Because I'm going to get so many now.
No, I have a good feeling you would do okay, Keish. I feel you know enough to pull some out. We'll see how it goes. I have a list of 60, so we'll see how this goes. We'll see how far we get into it. And see, because so far Brent's won twice on CB Radio, so maybe he can extend the streak here to three.
Woo!
He likes his green jacket of winning things, so there is that. So the order will go like this: Tim will go first, Keishi will go second, Brent will go third. If someone gets the wrong answer, we'll go down the line to give everyone a chance to steal.
So just don't jump in with the answer.
Yeah, do not. You'll be called upon. Don't jump in. Everyone will kind of have an idea and a chance to give an answer if someone's incorrect. Are we all understanding of the rules? Anyone have questions? Concerns?
Can I phone a friend?
No. There's no 50-50. There's no polling the audience.
And polling the audience could have worked, maybe, sort of.
And you are not giving the Federation.
You're not getting a Federation. Nope. No phone a friend. No, there's no phone a friend. Nope. They don't get an option for that. They have to figure it out on their own. No Googling.
It's not like Google really helps you with this, but okay.
I'm just saying, no, don't pull up a guide of professional wrestlers from that era.
Too late.
So, no uwu, none of that.
Woo-woo!
Woo-woo-woo-woo!
None of that. So, Tim will go first. He gets the first wrestler on the board. The description is intense, imposing, controversial... Bald.
From the 2000s, intense, imposing, controversial.
And bald. Yeah, you're allowed to put in answers. If they take them, they take them. But
my
and what was the end year?
Going
2010.
Through the 2010. Roster. 2010?
That's the cutoff. That's a cutoff like window from base of the time period. That was not a hint.
Well, the first one that popped into my mind was Big Show.
That is incorrect. So we go to Keishi to steal.
Keishi is going to guess Kane.
Keishi does not get the point. Brent can steal.
What were the four again?
Intense, imposing, controversial, bald.
I want to try once more if Brent doesn't get it.
But you won't get the point.
But you won't get a point.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, there's two, because I think one is just at the very end of it, but I'm going to go with Batista.
Batista's not bald.
He had hair.
But Batista has hair, so that was... anyway, that's incorrect.
He was bald.
He's had hair. Tim, you want to try your guess?
Yeah, now I'm thinking Ryback.
No, that's still incorrect.
Well, he's controversial and bald.
That was the one I was thinking, because it's right, I think, at the tail end of 2010.
It wasn't his fault.
Oh!
Snitsky? Really?
Nice.
Controversial. Bald.
Yep.
Come on now. He was intense. He was imposing. That's Gene Snitsky.
You're not wrong.
Anyway.
Teeth is one of the answers, and it would have been fine.
But this is the AI we're talking about.
It's the AI. This is what the AI pitched. All right.
I understand.
For Keishi. Charismatic, resilient, opportunistic, legendary.
Edge?
That is correct. Casey's on the board.
Opportunistic, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that really got me.
Yeah. All right, Brent. Versatile, charismatic, skilled, dynamic.
Huh?
Versatile, charismatic, skilled, dynamic.
It's going to be wrong, but I mean, is it Kurt Angle?
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Kurt Angle was not the charismatic.
He was in his way.
No.
Remember him with the cowboy hat? That's charismatic.
No.
All right, Tim.
Yeah, Tim. Guess the fucking answer.
Shut up, Brent. Not Christian.
That is not the answer. Incorrect. All right, Keish, you want to steal?
I mean, I do. I just don't think I can. I'm gonna throw this one away because I want to say Curry Man.
It is not Curry Man, but you were in the right mind frame. Ooh, yeah, Jay Lethal.
Oh, nice.
All right, so we go back to Tim. Tim, unpredictable, intense, versatile, experienced.
Oh shit! Now you got me thinking too, guys. I want to say the initial guy, but I'm going to say Moxley.
Not 2010,
not Moxley. You're a little too far in the window. He's a little past.
Oh, a little too far. Oh, shit.
Considering it was about 2012 when he came about with the Shield.
Yeah. All right, so we go to Keish.
Randy Orton?
No. Brent.
Four again.
Unpredictable, intense, versatile, experienced.
Unpredictable, experienced.
Use the brain. Think about it.
I'm trying to. I don't know. Jeff Hardy.
No. Eric Young. He is unpredictable. He is intense, very versatile, and experienced. I believe that brings us to Keishi, right?
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Determined, patriotic, charismatic, dedicated.
Oh, no. Charismatic, hey? That's the one that throws me off.
Patriotic.
I have an idea.
Determined, patriotic, charismatic. Ooh.
Don't get focused on one word. Use them all. They kind of...
I am. I'm trying to mash them all together. Determined, patriotic, charismatic. And the last one is versatile?
Dedicated.
Dedicated. Okay. Dedicated. John Cena?
That is correct.
Nice. I was gonna throw one out of left field for that, because he's charismatic and patriotic, at least when he was with TNA.
Who were you gonna use?
Consequences Creed.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
All right, Brent.
It would have fit for most of those.
It would have fit. Yeah. All right, for Brent. Powerful, dominant, strong, resilient.
Well, you just guessed Cena. Again, I'll go Batista.
It is not Batista. Tim okay. for the steal. Tim for the steal.
Okay, yeah. Give me the four again.
Powerful, dominant, strong, resilient.
Brock Lesnar.
No.
That was a good guess. Yes.
Cage for the steal.
For the non-steal, I'm gonna go with the Undertaker.
All right. No points. Mark Henry.
Somebody's gonna get their ass kicked.
Yeah. All right. We go back to Tim. Monstrous, intense, hardcore, menacing.
Oh boy, monstrous, intense, hardcore.
Oh!
I think I know what it might be.
I think I know.
This one's not Brock Lesnar.
That is not Brock Lesnar.
Okay, so it must be...
Casey for the steal.
Somebody else.
Abyss?
That is correct.
That's what I was going for, damn it!
Okay, are you sharing a video screen with Casey or typing to him in a different window?
No, it was monstrous and hardcore. It was
those are the two.
Like, when it comes to that, it's like Mankind slash Mick Foley is outside of that window, and I was like, who else is really like atypical hardcore? Oh, it's Abyss.
There you go. All right, Cage. Innovative in-ring technician.
That's only three words. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's all they gave. Because they did in-ring is two.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Innovative in-ring technician. In-ring technician that's innovative. Rob Van Dam?
It is not Rob Van Dam. Brent for the steal.
Innovative in-ring technician. Kazarian?
No.
Ah, he was innovative.
He was. Tim for the steal.
AJ Styles.
Incorrect.
Was it Christopher Daniels?
No, but you guys are getting close with TNA people. It was Alex Shelley.
Oh, that's fair.
I would think of him more as a high flyer than a technician.
They called him an in-ring technician, Brent. I believe we're on to you.
They need to get their shit together.
Alex Shelley, one half of the Motor City Machine Guns, Matt. Yeah, we're
soon,
on.
Possibly you, soon to be in the WWE. Who knows?
Possible. So you're up to you, right, Brent?
Yes.
All right, lighthearted, scrappy, energetic, comedic.
Fuck, that could be 14 people. Santino Marella.
Incorrect. Tim for the steal.
Give it to me again.
Lighthearted, scrappy, energetic, comedic.
I have another guess.
I've got R-Truth on the brain.
It is not R-Truth. Orange Cassidy is not a wrestler from the 2000s, Matt. Cage for the steal.
Lighthearted, energetic, scrappy, and comedic.
Yes.
Energetic and scrappy.
I thought R-Truth was a good guess, though.
Well, scrappy, like, in my head tells me it's, like, a smaller guy. Scrappy
okay.
and energetic and comedic. Happy, energetic, comedic, and lighthearted.
It all adds
up. Scrappy. Oh, no, it always does.
It will all add up. Unlike in-ring technician, this one will actually add up completely.
After Cage, I've got a guess just for fun.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Shark Boy just because that's all I can think of.
Ooh, no. Brian, for a wild guess...
That was going to be it, but I'll go with the other one of what Casey said earlier. Curry Man.
Crash Holly.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
All right, I think Tim gets on the board with this one. I have a feeling Tim's going to know it.
It's not Bret Hart.
It's not Bret Hart. Charismatic, tough, beer-drinking cowboy.
No, for Christ's sakes, what's his name?
Come on!
Draw a blank now?
Jesus Christ, AI! Chat.
I know who it is. I can't bring the name up.
Shh, chat, no. Don't help. Shh.
Come on.
Sure, Lindsay should not help you at all. I tried. That was the
softball right there. That was the softball.
I'm gonna scream as soon as I hear it.
Oh God, Tim's giving up this point.
This is an easy point, Tim.
Oh, it's I'm suffering a block. I've got a block. I know who the hell it is.
Describe him out loud until it pops into your head.
Brain.
Four.
I can't bring up his name in my brain.
Three.
Oh, come on.
Two.
Tim, you know this guy.
One.
Oh, yeah.
Ding.
Tim's final. I'll give Tim a guess. Just spit out a name.
Oh, the hell with it. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No.
I know.
Case, you're in the point.
Come on, Case.
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but is it James Storm?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
James Storm.
The only other one that you could have gotten away with in terms of cowboy and beer drinking would have been Bradshaw.
That's where my mind went first.
Excuse me while I go punch the wall.
But then Charismatic threw me off, and I'm like, eh.
JBL's charismatic.
But not as charismatic as James Storm.
As James Storm.
True, but I was also thinking more the APA years when he was fucking hilarious.
That's true.
I tried to give the hint with Lindsay because of an old username she had.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The painting.
Yeah. I tried to give him the easy layup. All right, Keish, running away with it so far, gets another chance to earn another point. Aggressive, agile, fearless, powerful.
Aggressive, agile, fearless, and powerful. Oh, no. The agile thing throws me off a little bit. Aggressive, agile, fearless, and powerful. Who's agile and powerful? That's not Brock Lesnar.
Jacob, I'm gonna go with Brock. Fatu.
Yeah, but he's not around yet. Whatever. Brock Lesnar.
It is not Brock Lesnar. Brent.
Powerful, agile. I mean, it's outside of the realm, so I can't use Keith Lee. Vader.
No. Nice. Not Vader.
But it works.
It does.
It works. Tim.
Give it to me again.
Aggressive, agile, fearless, powerful.
Batista.
One of these days, Batista will be the right answer. Just not there. Just not on that one. That would be Kevin Steen.
Oh, yeah, that works.
All right, we're going back to Brent. High-flying, technical, passionate wrestler.
AJ Styles.
Incorrect. Tim.
Okay, give it to me again, slow.
High-flying, technical, passionate wrestler.
Is it Ray?
You and Matt are incorrect.
I said it before he did.
I know. Keish.
Is it Eddie Guerrero?
No. It is the other half of the Motor City Machine Guns, Chris Sabin.
Ooh.
Okay, we're back to Tim, right? Yeah. All right, Tim, you got this point. I believe in you. Powerful, intimidating, Samoan, bulldozer.
Umaga.
Tim's on the board.
He's about goddamn time. It was the intimidating that did it for me.
Yeah.
Chat, Roman is outside of the window.
I would have given you non-existent bonus half points if you said it the way William Regal did.
Umanga.
I thought you were going to say you would give him half credit if he named Rosie and Jamal.
Oh.
All right.
Believe it or not, Jamal came to mind.
All right. Keish. Funny, charismatic, skilled wrestler.
Funny, charismatic, skilled wrestler. That could be a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to... I feel like this is not a WWE guy.
Can't say.
No.
No, I know. I'm just talking out loud so that there's no dead air.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Yeah. Funny, charismatic, skilled wrestler. Skilled and charismatic and a wrestler. Colt Cabana.
That is correct.
Nice.
All right. We'll see if Brent can get on the board with this one. It's a high-flying technical hotshot.
Well, you said technical, so that's not Jeff Hardy. I'm going to guess again, just because it seems to fit with the things on here. AJ.
Incorrect. Tim. Fine.
Santino.
Not high-flying.
No, I'm very disappointed in Tim for not getting that one. Keish. Would you like the trivia again?
Yes, please.
High-flying technical hotshot.
Oh, that's God.
What were the other two guesses? My brain completely.
We had a
God damn it, Rock.
We had a Santino and an AJ Styles.
Yeah, my guess was actually a throwaway non-guess because I had just, yeah.
Hotshot?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yep.
Hotshot.
Yep.
Okay, she don't guess him.
I'm not going to guess him.
Okay, good.
I mean, he was in TNA at that time, but I'm still not going to guess
him. Watch it be him. Watch it be him now.
Case, just do it. Just honestly, yeah, right. I'm do just, it.
Yeah, Johnny Devine.
Yes.
That is 100% correct.
God damn it.
That's why I was...
The second he stressed hotshot after reading it the first time, I was like, mother, I know, God damn it.
And that's why I was surprised Tim did not...
Yeah.
Get it. All right. Brent. No, we're going to you. No. Oh, yeah. We're back to Tim. We're back to Tim. Yeah. All right. Charismatic, resilient, versatile, experienced. Could have been Chase.
Charismatic, versatile, resilient, and experienced.
Yes.
From 2000 to 2010, charismatic, versatile.
Yes.
Experienced.
Yes.
What was the first one?
Charismatic.
I said that. That was the first one I said.
Yes.
Charismatic, versatile.
Resilient.
Resilient. And experience. He's got some experience.
Yes.
That really sounds like AJ.
It is not.
Well, it sounds like him.
Cash.
Ryan Danielson.
Brent.
Jeffrey Nero Hardy.
This captain of charisma is very disappointed in you.
Whatever. You said charismatic, and I was thinking enigma.
Mm. All right, Cash. Yeah, it was Christian. Cash. Mysterious, menacing, dark killer.
What? A murderer?
No, a killer.
Same
killer.
Thing.
Yes.
No, 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 not the same thing.
Mysterious. Oh my God.
Mysterious, menacing, dark killer.
Yes. Yes, Brent.
Like an actual?
Casey goes first.
Yeah, yeah, but, well, but I know where your brain's going, and I'm saying yes.
You asshole.
The killer part throws me off. Mysterious, menacing, dark killer.
Yes.
Is it Kane?
It is not Kane.
Okay.
Not close. Not really close, no. Brent?
Would that be Relic?
That is Relic.
You assholes! You goddamn asshole!
Which
is killer spelled backwards!
Yes. I mean, that's not his fault. The AI did it.
The TNA! Yeah. But that's the long-running joke on this network, of course.
Yep.
You son of a bitch.
I had to put him in there.
I know you did. The fact that you had James Storm and Relic on here just shows. I was like, I know where you're going with some of these.
Now you get the idea. All right, Brent.
That hotshot Johnny Devine made an appearance on a Wrestlers from 2000 to 2010 list.
Team Canada, represent.
Paparazzi, right. Before that.
After.
After.
Yeah,
yep.
After. Brent, funny, gimmicky, entertaining, fishy.
That is Shark Boy.
That is Shark Boy.
Oh, shell yeah!
Tim, comedic, charismatic, unpredictable, entertaining.
Sounds like Ron Killings.
It is not Ron Killings. Cash
no,
for
but
the
sounds
steal.
Like him.
Sounds like him, yeah, but not him.
Okay, now for my real guess.
Cash.
Unpredictable, charismatic.
Comedic, entertaining.
Comedic and entertaining. Predictable. Unpredictable. Who else was unpredictable? Who else was unpredictable? And comedic.
And comedic. Yeah, make sure you combine the two.
Comedic and unpredictable. Well, this sucks. I don't have anybody in mind.
All right, so you're passing.
No, I'm going to guess Curry Man because I want to make a guess.
Curry Man is incorrect. Brent for the steal.
Santino.
Santino Marella is correct.
Ah, yeah. I completely forgot about him for like half a second, and now I feel stupid.
I mean, I could have guessed Santina, but we're not talking about the women, so.
We're not talking about, there's no women included as well. All right, so up to you, right, Brent?
Yeah, because
Cash just went, yeah. A word that's used a lot, charismatic, straight-edged rebel.
Oh, come on.
Could that be two-time Money in the Bank winner Phillip Brooks, a.k.a. CM Punk?
That would be CM Punk. There you go. All right, we'll go to Tim. This is a legendary, intimidating, phenom, dead man.
Oh, come
on.
Taker? Wow.
That is correct. That is The Undertaker.
Who is The Undertaker, Alex?
Dude, now I thought it was going to be the ECW zombie.
No.
Now he can't complain about us getting softballs.
All right, up next for Cage.
Hey, I got a softball and blanked on it. Shush you.
That is very true. All right. Athletic, charismatic, iconic, heartbreak.
Oh,
Shawn Michaels.
That is correct. Brent.
Uh-huh.
Charismatic showman, laid-back persona. Think about
the laid-back part.
Laid-back. Part of me wants to say Carlito.
That is incorrect. Tim for the steal.
The only one that popped into my head was Dude Love, but was he in the window?
He was not in the window, no.
Yeah, shit.
So that was your guess. Cash.
Charismatic.
Charismatic showman, laid-back persona.
Rob Van Dam?
He is, in fact, the whole fucking show.
Van Dam.
It all fits.
It's all good when you're Rob Van Dam.
Dude.
Dude.
Tim. Egotistical, athletic, confident, impactful.
That's Tim's, right?
Yes.
Egotistical.
Athletic.
Athletic, impactful.
Confident.
And confident.
Yes.
Fuck, that sounds like Angle.
Not Kurt Angle.
But Cage, it sounds like him.
I mean, could. Cash.
Egotistical, confident.
Athletic. Impactful.
Impactful. Egotistical, confident, impactful. Athletic. Well, athletic says jumpy boy in my mind.
Okay.
Egotistical.
Who's full of himself?
Egotistical jumpy boy.
Oh, shit.
Would you think of somebody?
Kind of. And he just makes the window.
Oh. This is probably not right, but I'm going to pick Austin Aries.
Not Austin Aries. Brent?
Randy Orton?
No.
Yeah.
Tim, for your wild random guess that does not give you a point.
Nope.
You're not going to say who it was?
Nope.
Because it was MVP.
I should have said who it was.
It wouldn't have mattered anyway.
It wouldn't have mattered.
He just made the window, too. I was right.
Yeah, he was in there for a little bit. Cash, charismatic, innovative, entertaining, and experienced.
Wow, that could be like 500 wrestlers.
It could be.
Most of these could be.
every single one has been charismatic almost so far.
Yeah,
innovative,
that was
not the dead man.
Yeah. Innovative, entertaining, charismatic. And what was the last one?
Experienced.
Experienced.
Been around for a while.
Experienced, innovative, entertaining.
You would have to be if you're innovative and experienced.
Yeah. Brain. Innovative. Who was innovative?
And experienced.
Yeah, that too. And leaving out charismatic, which...
That describes basically everyone, but entertaining?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Let's try Triple H.
It is not Triple H. Brent.
I'll go again, Jeff Hardy.
Not Jeff Hardy. Tim for the steal, because he should know it, I think, maybe. I don't know. One day, Matt, it might be Triple H. One day.
Entertaining, experienced, innovative.
Innovative and charismatic.
And that other thing.
Yeah.
I was just going to say AJ.
No, it's not AJ Styles. Chris Jericho.
Oh.
That's what I was going to go with for something else, but okay.
Those were the clue words for Jericho? Bullshit. Yeah.
What, he's That's innovative. Ridiculous. He's innovative. He's changed gimmicks 100 times. He's supposedly entertaining with his TV time, and he's very experienced.
Out of all of the words that could have been picked, it was those four generic ones.
Yes. Casey started that round. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brent. Charismatic, versatile, broken brilliance.
Matt Hardy.
Yes.
Wonderful.
It's delightful.
Delete.
All right. Tim, tough, agile, underdog, talented.
Oh, shit. Underdog.
Tough, agile, underdog, talented.
I love how you stressed tough, because all you did was make me think of tough enough. Brian Danielson.
Incorrect. Cash.
Sami Zayn. Sami
Zayn is not in that window. Incorrect. Brent.
I was about to say.
El Generico.
Not in the window.
No. El Generico is.
El Generico is in the window.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. But that's not him.
And on probably on the list. But no, not him.
See, because you had Kevin Steen on earlier, so that's why.
Yeah, that'd be smart to pick up on those things. So, Tim, you said when I said tough, you thought what?
Tough enough?
Yeah, Maven.
It's the myth. Oh.
Oh, Maven.
God damn it.
I tried pitching it. I tried.
Yeah. You were leading me there, and I was resisting because I just felt like it was a trick.
I was trying to lead the witness there.
But you know what the kicker is? The first word, the first person that popped into my brain was Daniel fucking Pewter.
I don't know why. No one thinks of him. All right, Cash.
Except for him.
Cash, technically skilled, impactful wrestler.
Oh, man. Technically skilled, impactful wrestler. Impactful. Samoa Joe.
No. Brent.
What were the four again?
Technically skilled, impactful wrestler.
Kurt Angle.
No. Tim.
Okay, I'm going to guess for this one, somebody that we haven't heard the name of, AJ Styles.
No, that would be one Christopher Daniels. He is a very impactful wrestler.
That's why I said mine, because I thought Impact was involved. But
yeah.
That's also why I said mine.
Brent.
Yes.
Charismatic, skilled, confident, glorious.
Bobby Roode.
That would be one Bobby Roode.
Glorious.
Tim, charismatic.
Oh, God.
Entertainer. Superhero wrestler.
Oh, my God. Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
There is, in fact, a hurricane coming through.
I mean, technically, you could have gotten...
Shane Helms?
Rosie.
Super Rosie.
Yeah. Thank you, Casey.
That wasn't even a cup of coffee. Forget it.
Still a superhero wrestler.
Keish. Aggressive, rugged, determined, versatile.
Aggressive, rugged, determined, and versatile.
Yes.
Aggressive and rugged. All the names that are popping in my head are not in this time window. Aggressive, rugged, determined. The last one was wrestler?
Versatile.
Oh, versatile. Okay, aggressive, rugged, determined.
Determined, rugged, and versatile.
Aggressive, rugged, determined, and versatile. Aggressive, rugged, determined, and versatile. Rugged and versatile.
And he's not bald.
Not bald.
Or he could be.
Yeah.
No.
That's your hand. Would have fallen into the category that you wanted, Tim.
This person does, in fact, have hair.
Rugged and versatile. The versatility thing throws me off, but I'm going to go with Hardcore Holly.
No. Brent.
Versatile, rugged.
Determined, aggressive.
Determined.
These aren't the best of hints for this person. I'm not going to lie.
Rugged. JBL.
Incorrect. But good line of thinking. Kind of. Tim.
Oh, shit.
That's a tiny hint, but not really much of a hint.
No, that wasn't much of a hint. Hell, I don't know. I'm just going to say Batista.
Wildcat Chris Harris.
Oh.
Okay, I can see JBL being close.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. After the fact.
Yeah.
Braden Walker.
Brent.
Yes.
Charismatic. Agile. Experience. Future.
Future. AJ?
No. Tim.
Gimme.
Charismatic, agile, experienced, future.
That's really throwing me off. My brain is scrubbing TNA for some reason.
Okay.
And I don't know.
So would you like to pass?
Just for the sake of not saying pass, I'll say The Miz.
It's not The Miz. Cage for a steal?
Is it Drew McIntyre?
No. Tim's brain is working really well. He thought TNA. The future, Frankie Kazarian.
Oh God. Fuck.
That's why. That's what triggered it.
Yep. Gotta think of some things out like that.
We've got a promo clip from him.
We do somewhere.
That he calls himself the future.
Yeah, exactly. He does. He, in fact, does indeed do that.
That's why it buzzed in my head. I think that interview was back in 2005.
Which would fit right in the window.
Yo, you're listening to WTR Sunday Nights with Frankie Kazarian. And remember that I am the future, and the future looks good.
Ta-da. There was the promo.
Nice.
Told you.
We're going back to Tim.
Uh-oh.
Giant, powerful, charismatic veteran.
Giant? Okay, now is this Big Show?
That is, in fact, Big Show.
Because he was the giant in WCW.
Yeah, it was, in fact, giant WCW. Cage. Charismatic, high-flying, resilient, risk-taker.
Oh, yeah.
Rey Mysterio?
No.
Oh.
What?
No. Brent.
Jeffrey.
Full name?
Yeah.
Nero Hardy.
That's correct.
That makes sense.
That is, in fact, correct. All right, so Brent could tie Cage on this one. High-flying, agile, amazing wrestler.
AJ Styles.
No.
Oh, wait, fuck.
Tim.
Rey Mysterio.
No.
No. Keish.
Amazing Red.
God damn it.
That is correct.
Yay!
All
right, Tim, he's a charismatic, entertaining, experienced, influential wrestler.
Influential?
Mm-hmm.
Entertaining.
Supposedly.
Charismatic, experienced.
Yep, those are the words that were described for this person.
I'm just going to keep saying The Miz till I get him right.
It is not The Miz. Cage for the steal.
Influential. That's got to be the key because all the other ones are generic words. Influential. Who's really good on the social medias?
That's not going to help you.
Okay. Who's influential? Experienced. Charismatic. What was the fourth one?
Charismatic, entertaining, experienced, influential wrestler.
Right, charismatic, entertaining, experienced. Those are just great descriptive words of one unique wrestler.
I mean, the computers, AI doesn't know. They're all the same. They're all the same.
Influential. I'm gonna channel a little bit of Tim here, and I'm gonna pick AJ Styles.
Not AJ Styles.
What?
I wouldn't have guessed AJ Styles for that one. In fact, I'm not gonna guess AJ Styles for that one when it's my turn to steal.
I know, but you've said it so many times that I figured.
Yeah, but so I also said The Miz just about as many times.
Brent.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to steal.
The four again.
Charismatic, entertaining, experienced, influential wrestler.
Triple H.
No, Tim for the steal.
That's got, Casey, that's got to be the key. You're right. Who's got influence? Well, I won't say The Miz.
Miz is incorrect.
I said I wasn't going to say
too bad you said his name, so that's what counts.
That's not my guess. No, I won't say The Miz.
Because the matter of his name came out of your mouth, we're going to move on. That was Booker T.
Was that Booker T?
That was, in fact, Booker T.
Wow.
All right. Brent. Charismatic.
Okay.
Fearless.
That narrows it down.
Iconic, legendary wrestler.
Charismatic, iconic.
Fearless.
Fearless. It's yourself. Till it hits.
No.
Okay.
You're a thief.
Tim.
Charismatic.
Yes.
And?
Fearless. Iconic. Legendary wrestler.
Kurt Angle.
No.
Ric Flair.
Not Ric Flair either. Cage for the steal.
Fearless, iconic, legendary, wrestler.
Ow.
Yeah, let's go with that. Sting?
Correct.
Nice.
Oh, icon.
Thanks.
Get it.
Thanks, chat.
Cheater.
Yep.
Yeah, 100% cheat. Anyway, Tim. Maybe Tim can get this one. Imposing. Intimidating. There is no charismatic in this one. Imposing, intimidating, big machine.
That sounds like Brock Lesnar.
Really?
Really? No.
Really?
Cage.
Do not lock that in.
It's
no, he said no, he said Brock Lesnar. That's the name he gave. He gave Brock Lesnar. Cage.
You just don't let anybody joke, you bastard.
Kane.
That is, in fact, Kane.
You know, I make a joke, and you call that real, you're SOB.
Brent.
Yes.
Wait, no, it's Cage. My bad, it's Cage, because Tim got that one wrong. Cage. Powerful, charismatic, dominant, animalistic.
For fuck's sake.
I'm going to go with Batista.
That would, in fact, be Batista. Brent.
You finally got him.
Wow, did you just groove that one in there?
Brent.
Yes.
Athletic, skilled, versatile, no stopping.
Athletic, skilled, versatile, no stopping?
No stopping. That was the last thing, yes.
Shelton Benjamin.
That is correct.
Ain't well, no God, stopping me now!
Tim. High-flying, lucha libre icon.
Oh, gee. Would it be Rey Mysterio?
That would be one, Rey Mysterio.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a psychosis. Shit.
Cage.
Yeah,
LaParca. Charismatic.
Yeah, that is the first word. Charismatic, confident, entertaining, and skilled.
Wow, charismatic, confident, entertaining, and skilled.
Yeah. Sums up a lot of people.
Boy, does it. Charismatic, confident, entertaining, and skilled.
Mm-hmm.
2001 to 2000. Charismatic, confident, entertaining, and skilled.
Yes.
I'm killing time because I have no idea. Charismatic, confident, entertaining, and skilled. Charismatic, confident, entertaining, and skilled. Triple H.
No. Brent.
Darn.
See, I'm going to guess this person, although it really would have been funny if they had been the Lucha Libre. I'll go El Generico.
That is incorrect.
Because he's entertaining.
Tim.
I'm thinking. Give me the four words again.
Charismatic, confident, entertaining, and skilled.
Thank you. Charismatic, confident, entertaining, and skilled. Christian.
No.
He was already guessed earlier, or he was already named earlier.
He was already named earlier, yeah.
He was named earlier.
Yeah. Hoorah, The Miz.
Oh, shut up. The one time I decided not to guess him.
Not to guess him. Yeah. Brent.
Yes.
What do you think the first word is?
Charismatic.
No. Luchador, selfless, kind-hearted, charitable.
Could that be Mr. El Generico?
That would, in fact, be...
Hey! Ole, 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 ole.
All right, Tim. This person is calculated, dominant, legacy, viper.
Oh, would that be Orton?
That would be Randall Keith Orton. Keish. This one is versatile, agile, a champion, phenomenal.
AJ Styles?
There you go.
No.
There he finally
there he is.
Brent.
Yes.
Technical, resilient, passionate, underdog.
Daniel Bryan.
Bryan Danielson is correct. We'll do three more.
I think Casey's won this.
Casey is... no. Okay, if we do three more and no, you get all three of these right, you tie it.
There you go.
Okay.
How far back am I?
You have six. You have no shot at winning this one.
Okay, so I'm going home.
So we're going to Tim. Tim, intense, powerful, aggressive, relentless.
Brock Lesnar.
Not Brock Lesnar. Keish.
Oh,
intense, powerful, aggressive, relentless.
Intense, powerful, aggressive, relentless.
Paul Heyman.
Huh. I don't know. Bobby Lashley.
It is not Bobby Lashley.
Would have killed me if you got him right.
So they said Lesnar, Lashley, intense, relentless,
aggressive, and powerful. We already did John Cena. He was patriotic. He was early. Come on, Brent. You need this one.
I know. I'm not going to get it, though.
You know it, though.
Marcus Corvon.
Ooh.
No.
I was going for ones that I thought you would go for with, like, meme. Because, you know, the Pounce!
He is on this list, but we're not going to get to him because we're running out of time. That
would... See, I knew it would be on there, though.
Amani Brown was on here. That would be Samoa Joe.
Oh, I was thinking Samoa Joe. Dang.
Intense. Okay. I see that.
All right. Yep. I'm going to give this to Brent because Keish is already winning just to see if we can get him a fighting chance. One more. We'll make it spicy for him. Dynamic, skilled, innovative, destroyer.
Petey Williams.
That would be Petey Williams. Now Keish gets this one.
Ooh.
Intense, skilled, Olympic, legendary.
Kurt Angle.
The one I've been guessing all fucking night.
Oh, it's true. It's damn true. Casey with the win. 14 for Case, 11 for Brent, and 6 for Tim.
I honestly thought I was going to do horrible.
We all didn't do great.
I mean, 14 points. I mean, Case did all right.
Well, if you here's got the thing. I would have 9 if I hadn't drawn a blank. I had paid attention to one of them or asked you to repeat the shit.
You mean the guy that you reference all the time?
Yeah. And then third one, had you understood that I wasn't being serious and that wasn't really my guess, but no, you got to just like okay, that's it. Let's go on with it.
Wouldn't have helped you. All right, so some of them, I'll give you a couple that we skipped over just to see if you can get this one really quick. Dominant, powerful, intense, and athletic. Just spit out a name, anyone.
Sounds like
Bobby Lashley.
Monty Brown.
We got a Monty Brown. We got a Lashley. What did you say, Tim?
I said it sounds like a wrestler.
It would be.
I've got no guess.
That would be Brock Lesnar. Powerful, intense, athletic, colorful. Brent.
Powerful, intense, colorful.
Athletic. I'm giving it to you because you just said it.
Oh, Monty Brown.
That would be Monty Brown.
With all of his goddamn shirts.
Tim for sure would have got this one. Athletic, innovative, fearless, primetime.
Huh?
Brent, tell
Come on, dude.
Brent, tell
Elix Skipper.
There you go.
Yeah.
Primetime, Elix Skipper.
Yeah, that was another brain fart. I knew who it was.
I was going to say, think Cage.
and one you guessed all night long, but didn't we never got to. Charismatic, energetic, entertaining, rapping.
Yeah, R-Truth.
There you go.
What's
I only
up?
Guessed him three times. Come on.
I guessed him once too, though.
Yeah. But that's our show. Next time, we'll do a category that doesn't have a 10-year multiple federation category. Thanks, Cage.
Well, get out of the way first.
I mean, technically, I voted for it as well, so.
You did, but we're blaming Cage. And he won it, okay. So he got the one correct. We'll do this again.
So now I don't feel
point.
So bad.
Maybe we'll do this again in a few weeks when there's nothing to do during the summer. But that'll do it for WTR Sunday, Tim.
Yeah, it's Raw Night immediately following Raw as the post show as the new week kicks off.
Raw post show live, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, Lindsay. Hey, she's going to be here Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, with another edition of the Emmy award-winning The Rock Radio Show. Tune in. They'll talk shit.
Talk about.
I don't mean they'll talk shit. I mean they'll talk about shit.
No, we will talk shit on people. But it's The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're talking about the retirement of John Cena, plus all the news you can handle. It's The Rack Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, GM Battles is ongoing every Friday night.
It is at 10 p.m. Eastern.
On our way to Survivor Series.
On our way to Survivor Series, which means we're getting closer to WrestleMania, which means we're getting closer to another draft. It's all the things. GM Battles live Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern.
What do you do on Saturday? You do like play golf or something?
We play golf. We play Uno. We play Fortnite. It all depends what we want to do. Me and Brent may play some game at some point together. Who knows? With James.
You know there is an L. There is an L in that word, and you do pronounce it. You're supposed to.
With chains, we may
golf.
You know. Yeah, I got it.
Come on, say it. You can say it properly, not goth.
It's golf.
Golf.
Anyway, Tim, it is WTR game.
You say that we say about wrong.
A boot. Anyway, it's the WTR game night, 10 p.m. Eastern, followed by CB Radio live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be back next Sunday night for another edition of WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio. At 10 p.m. Eastern, it's at WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Tim!
Yes?
Socials.
You find me on X or Twitter or Twixter or whatever you want to call it or remember it as, at Flames Forums. I've got a poll going right now for both the Canadians and Americans talking about a certain kind of boot. It's pinned to my profile. Go vote and repost for me.
Cage is going to go right on it because he's a big social media person.
That's right. You can find me on X, Instagram, and even Threads at Kyle Driver. There's also a link to my merch store on the Redbubble in the X and Instagram. Should you feel free to check it out. Thanks.
He did repost today. He was a reposter. So we got one out of the way. Brent.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter/X, Threads, Instagram at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. One of those kind of amalgamations should work. And then just throughout the week on the network.
There you go. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Channel. Click the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card RocketSock in the Fortnite shop because we are a hashtag epic partner. Send us home, Tim.
Well, that's it, everybody. You don't have to go home if you're not at home, but you can't stay here because we're going to go home. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. Catch you next Sunday night for another edition.
WildTalkRadio.com.